Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Welcome back. It's a brand new episode. This is Laugh With Me, a podcast of Jeremy Odom. I'm your host, J.O. Man, Johnny, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I've got big news. I have completed reading an entire book already this year. Yes. I did it. 2025 can't even handle me right now, okay? I finished reading a book from beginning to end. I can't tell you how important this is. Well, I'm going to tell you. But here's the deal. I haven't finished reading a book to completion since, what was the last book? Oh, it was probably I'm Chevy Chase and You're Not, Chevy Chase's biography. Incredible book, by the way. But that was probably before 2010. Had to have been. Hey, I've got the book right here. I'll have to grab the book and see when it was published, because I think that's when I read it. Well, holy cow, finished a book, and I'm not going to tell you what book it was quite yet, because I've got a goal. I've got a goal in mind that this year, 2025, I am going to read 10 whole books. Now, you might be saying, you're on track to do 12. You are on track to read 12 whole books, one a month. Well, let's not get crazy, right? I mean, there's going to be months I just don't want to read, you know, summer. I mean, there's just things are going to happen, right? So I got to give myself just a little bit of leeway. The fact that I've completed one book already, quite the feat for old J.O. I'm pretty excited about it. Reading, guys. Reading is the new watching TV. Reading is the new scrolling on TikTok. With TikTok's kind of like, you know, we don't know. It's coming and going. It's coming and going every 12 hours or so. We don't know if it's going to stick around tomorrow. Reading now is in. And this is like fact, okay? I have been to the bookstore, Barnes & Noble. Shout out Barnes & Noble. I've been to Barnes & Noble probably just this year alone. Oh my goodness. Five times maybe? And it's packed. Like, and this is how cool I am. I've been there on like a Saturday night, you know? Place is packed. Been there on a Friday night. Place is packed. I mean, it's just not a place that used to be very busy, but now everybody's hanging out. Everybody's reading. Reading is the new scrolling on TikTok. And I'll tell you, I am all in. Just completed my first book of the year. Johnny, I challenge you to learn how to read and read at least two books next year. I think this is a possibility, especially in Trump's America. I think this is something that you are going to want to accomplish, because if you don't, there's a good chance you're out, man. Just keeping it real, man. He's dropping people out of the U.S. left and right. I could see you going next. So let's go ahead and get you educated just a little bit here. But yeah, man, reading books, not scrolling on TikTok. It's been quite the year. Well, here's another old school kind of hobby, kind of thing that seems to be back. I mean, it's really back. Is like collecting baseball cards. Like, it has become, in the last few years, it has started to really explode again. It used to be a big deal, you know, especially in like the, was it like the 90s, 80s, 90s? It was a monster. And that's when I first started to get into it, and then I dropped out altogether, kind of like reading, you know. I got my fix and I got out. But no, I'm kind of into it now. There's one particular card I'm looking for, and that would probably make my year, but haven't found it yet. $7, $6.99 a shot trying to get packs and find this beauty. But this 11-year-old kid in California, he found the most coveted baseball card of the year. So Paul Skeets, rookie of the year pitcher from the Pittsburgh Pirates, also has been a feature here on Laugh With Me. There's an entire episode where I discuss Mr. Skeens. Anyway, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about his baseball card. He has a one-of-one Topps autographed, like, I think it's got a piece of his, like, a patch. I think it's his rookie patch. So it's the patch he wore, like, in his debut. So Paul Skeens, one-of-one baseball card. And the Pirates, they started it with, hey, whoever finds this card, and they had a package for them to trade for the card. Because the Pirates want to showcase this card at their stadium and really, you know, kind of build up the legend that is becoming of Paul Skeens. And it was quite the deal. You would get season tickets right behind home plate for like 30 years. You get to meet Paul Skeens. I mean, there was just all kinds of stuff that you got as part of this deal, right? And then other people were coming in with like, all right, you trade this card in to the Pirates, and then you'll also get to do this. Like, I think Seth Meyers was like, you trade this card to the Pirates, and I will have you come be on the show or watch the show or something like that. I don't know. Maybe he can hold up cue cards. I just know he was offering something for some reason. So Paul Skeens, he's got this baseball card, right? This 11-year-old kid, he finally finds it. Rips it open in a hobby pack in California, maybe at like from a Target. I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I've heard different things. It was from a Target. It was from a baseball card shop. Either way, he gets the card. We haven't seen the kid. Okay? We haven't seen the kid at all. I've kind of wondered about that. Like, wouldn't the kid want like his picture with the card out there somewhere? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I would have thought so. I guess there's differing opinions. Maybe some safety issues if the kid, everyone knew who the kid was. And that's true. I didn't think about that. I just thought how badass it would be to be the kid that had the baseball card. Well, he gets the card graded. You know, they have to grade it for its perfection. And it's a perfect card. I mean, it is a perfect 10 out of 10. So now you've got this Paul Skeens one-of-one, the most coveted baseball card of the year. It's in perfect condition. And the Pirates are like, okay, here's our offer. And it's a good, I mean, it's a good offer, right? He turns it down. He turns down the Pittsburgh Pirates offer. I'm going to look up what that offer is, because it is pretty good. Pirates offer for Paul Skeens card. Johnny, this is probably something you could have done. But no big deal. I'm just, you know, over here multitasking. So here's what the proposed trade was. So the Pirates would get the one-of-one Paul Skeens rookie debut patch autograph card. Incredible. It's a beautiful card. The 11-year-old collector would receive two Pirates season tickets behind home plate for the next 30 years. Which, think about this, okay? He lives in California, so he's going to have all these tickets in Pittsburgh. So that's one thing, right? That'd be an issue. Meet and greet with Paul Skeens. That'd be cool. Two Paul Skeens autographed jerseys. Pretty neat. Softball game for 30 of your friends at PNC Park with coaching from Pirates alumni. That would be neat. Okay. I'm not even gonna lie about that one. That one would be badass to be able to play on a big league field and play softball with your friends. That would be fun. A private tour of Pirate City and Lecom Park. And a Pirates game with Livy Dunn in her suite. Courtesy of Livy, of course, that is the girlfriend of Mr. Paul Skeens, or fiance. I don't know. I don't know where they're at. I don't follow their relationship that closely, but I do follow the baseball card. And he turned it down. Okay. So now it's going to auction. So he is taking this baseball card to auction, which basically means he's looking to get paid. And there's nothing wrong with that. Go get paid, dude. Get your money. Who's going to get the money? I mean, is the 11-year-old getting the money? Is the guardians, the parents, whoever they are of this 11-year-old, are they getting the money? I mean, because this card's going to go for a pretty high dollar. I mean, that's just guaranteed. And then where does the card end up? Like, who's going to win, like, buy this card? And then where do they end up with it? I mean, that's the interesting thing, because ultimately, this card, in my opinion, needs to be in Pittsburgh at the Pirates Stadium to be showcased. I guess it could still be showcased and not technically owned by the Pirates, correct? I mean, it would be an investment with security, I'm assuming. But what a deal. 11-year-old buying this baseball card. Here's if had I pulled the card, here's what I would have done. First of all, I guess I'd be the idiot getting my picture taken with the card. Because it would be badass. That thing would have been showed everywhere. You know how many stories and posts and whatnot I've seen say an 11-year-old pulls a baseball card? I would have had my picture with it everywhere. So that's first of all. I 100% would have done that. I would have done that almost immediately. Then I would have made sure this baseball card got to the Pittsburgh Pirates. We could have made a whole deal out of it, right? The presenting of the baseball card to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, I would have negotiated just a little bit. I don't know that I want the season tickets. It would be cool. I don't live in Pittsburgh. And I don't see myself going to Pittsburgh. So what am I going to do with these tickets? And the Pirates aren't very good. So it's not like I could guarantee I could sell the tickets. I guess whatever little bit I could sell them for is more than nothing. But when you have a baseball card, that's going to be worth seven figures. I'm assuming seven figures. I'm certainly not going to get that back in those baseball tickets. But that's pretty cool. Meanwhile, there's one card I'm dying to find. And could I go on eBay and just purchase this card? 100%. I could do this right now. In a heartbeat. I'd have this card by the end of the week. But that's not the fun of it. The fun of it's ripping open the pack, going through the stack of cards, and then finally finding that Tim Robinson card. The actor, comedian, writer, Tim Robinson. He's in a set this year, 2024, Allen and Ginter baseball card set. That series of cards is incredible, and I'm sad that I'm so late to the game on this, like, series. They have celebrities, not just baseball players. Like, they have baseball players. I mean, they are baseball cards. The whole deal is baseball. But they have baseball players, football players, basketball players, actors, musicians. I mean, bumblebees. I've got so many bumblebees trying to find this Tim Robinson. There's an X-ray of, like, a turtle. Like, I've got awesome cards from you know, opening these packs, but I really want a Tim Robinson. I got this 11-year-old kid who's pulling one of one Paul Skeens cards, and I just sitting here wanting a Tim Robinson. Like, what's it going to take? And then I see the story of this guy on, I think it was even Topps that was promoting this guy. This guy was collecting as many of the Tim Robinson cards as he could. You know, and they were making a joke of it, saying, don't worry, he's doing something, you know, or whatever. It's a bit from his show. And I'm just like, I just want one card. He's over here stockpiling all the cards. I'm concerned he's going to get them all. And then what? I'm sure he's just trying to get 55 of them so he can do the joke. But it's like, I just want one Tim Robinson. Could I get an autograph one? Sure, if I pull it. I'm not paying the $300, whatever it is, for one. That's kind of what it's going for right now on eBay. I just want one Tim Robinson. I don't even care if it's autographs. If I pull it, great. If not, and they have like little mini cards, you know, in each pack. I take a mini Tim Robinson. I don't care the size. Tim Robinson's funny in all shapes and sizes, in my opinion. I just would really like that card. I got a Joe List, stand-up comedian Joe List, also podcaster. I got a Joe List. I was hyped about that. No one else here in my household was, but I was hyped. I got Topanga, you know, from Boy Meets World. I really want a Tim Robinson. Just got to keep buying packs, man. I mean, if I could get a hold of this 11-year-old, maybe I could ask him, like, kind of strategy. You know, he's a collector, is what I gather. This is all we know. He's 11-year-old, California, he's a collector, and he got the one-of-one card. If he's a collector, he's got to know. He's got to know some secrets, and maybe he can help me out getting this, the old TR. I really, really want that card. So bad. And then I got to figure out how to make money doing it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
So here's something that, you know, Laugh With Me got into last year. Was really exciting. I mean, it's different, okay? It's like sports, not sports advertising, but in the sports sponsorship game. And, you know, Laugh With Me is not exactly in a position currently to brand our show on like a stadium name. Or even an arena, you know, and probably not even quite yet for like a little league field. But in e-racing, I'll tell you what, this will be the second year running that we've got the Laugh With Me logo on the car. So here's what we got. We got Jake Ham running, okay? He is behind the wheel, and last year we were in a car. This year we are in a truck. And really, really excited for what this season has in store for us. So that he streams, and it also broadcasts on Friday nights, okay? That's when he's racing, and I'll send out the link, and you'll be able to watch this on YouTube if you're interested. But he's actually racing for a really good cause on the side of the team name's Black Sheep, because everybody's gunning for us. But, and it's the number 87 truck, but the main sponsor on the side is Burnouts for Bennett, okay? He's, it's Jake's friend's nephew who's currently fighting leukemia. So we're looking to maybe raise some funds for the GoFundMe and just kind of help the family out. But I'll make sure to get that link sent out as well. But man, this, this racing team, I'm telling you, it's not just fun to like see a truck or a car, you know, racing around the track and you got your logo on it and it just looks badass. Like, it's just fun. But just the other night, just a week ago, he was racing at the Iowa Speedway, got first and second, wrecked in the final lap, drove in for the win. Okay. The Laugh With Me Chevy Silverado was on the podium. Jake's a hell of a driver. I'm just saying. He's a hell of a driver. Never been in the back seat, never been in the passenger seat personally with him in a vehicle. So I'm not going to like say this out of experience that he's a great driver outside of he's out there winning races for the Laugh With Me podcast. So in that regard, hell of a driver. Looking forward to see what we got coming this season. And we'll, Johnny, we'll keep tabs on what Jake's doing and see what we can do with the Black Sheep. This is going to be awesome. I'm really excited to get into the sports sponsorship game. We've got another one, okay? We've got another car that, and this is not e-racing. We have another car that we're going to have the logo on. Once it's on, we'll get the picture out, and we're going to hype them up. They're going to be racing on Friday nights in Nebraska. So this is big. We are getting involved in the sports sponsorship game. Thanks for listening, man, because it's you guys listening that has made all that possible. So here's another deal that we've got. Another team that Laugh With Me has coming on right now. We did this last year, okay? Team Laugh With Me as a part of the Take Steps Walk with the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Now, if you don't know my story, this is a big deal for me. Okay, I'm always going to have Crohn's disease. That's something I've dealt with for, the last, 6-7 years now. And it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy for me. It hasn't been easy for my family and anybody that has been close to me, because it affects everybody. I mean, it affects the people closest to you for sure. And as we continue to hopefully find a cure or better programs that can help assist us, we're raising funds for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and their biggest fundraiser of the year is the Take Steps Walk. It's just a fun walk that just kind of showcases all the things that the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is doing to help find a cure or to help support and improve the quality of life for all of us that are living with inflammatory bowel disease. So this is something definitely very close to me. We have the Laugh With Me team. You can sign up just to be a part of the roster and actually come walk if you'd like. This will be on June 21st at Werner Park in Papillion, Nebraska. Obviously, you're going to hear more about this from me on the show as we get closer, but we would appreciate it. Any fundraising or you can do to help the cause, or if you can just place a $5 donation, $10 donation, $300, whatever you can do, whatever you're willing to do, much appreciated as we help raise funds so that people like me can get cured. But we are currently, Laugh With Me podcast, they just started the fundraising last week. Currently, right now, we are in second place. A lot of applause this week, Johnny. A lot of applause. A lot of good vibes happening right now. A lot of good vibes. So we're currently getting beaten by Dylan's Angels. I would assume there's a guy named Dylan and there's some girls involved. I don't know. I can't wait to find out. I'd also like to beat them. We are just ahead of Pain in the Gut. I thought that was a cool name. Here's another cool name. And Word Laugh With Me podcast, that's our team name. And as I look at some of the team names, I'm like, man, we could have been more creative. Like there's Bathroom Baddies. That's a good one. Bathroom Buddy would have been cool. It would have been Shout Out Gremlins. Like that would have been a fun name as well. But we're going with Laugh With Me podcast. So we're all about that branding, baby. But we're currently number two in the state of Nebraska. I'm pretty proud of that. And thank you to everybody who has donated so far. That'd be Eric, Kyle, and Dennis and Dorita. Thank you so much for your kind donations as we begin to ramp up our fundraising for the Omaha Take Steps Walk for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. You can find out more information from them at their website, takesteps.crohnscolitisfoundation.org. You can also find this information on the Laugh With Me socials. All right, we've got Johnny, what else we got going on today? I mean, this was it, right? This was pretty much, we wanted to talk baseball cards. We wanted to talk a little racing, e-racing. I don't know, Johnny. You want to add anything? You're just so quiet. He's just sitting over in the corner. I think he's mad because I said he couldn't read. Dude, you can read. I know, it was a joke, dude. Like, some people can't handle just a little zinger here and there. You would never handle being like a roast. Or a roast battle. Yeah. We've got some fun episodes coming up. February's jam-packed, dude. February's jam-packed. Johnny, you're going to be working hard. You may not get that Hooked on Phonics going yet. Because we are working. This is the Laugh With Me podcast. I'm Jeremy Odom. Thanks for listening.
Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.